You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about when to go to therapy. When should I show up to therapy? When is a good time to ask for help? So I thought we'd explore that in today's episode. Okay, let's jump right in. So oftentimes when I'm talking to people about therapy, so whether this is in my personal life and they're asking me what I'm doing, or I'm talking to clients about why they decided to come and chat with me now, the typical response that I hear is I'm going to go to therapy after something has happened, right? So after I've lost a loved one, after I've had the quote-unquote mental breakdown, after I've struggled through this life event, I'm going to go to therapy after. And when I was younger and before I became a therapist, I thought, yeah, that makes sense. I'm going through this tough time, then I'm going to reach out for support, right? I'm going to ask for help while I'm going through the thing, or I'm going to ask for help after that thing has happened and I have capacity to ask for help. I would like to argue, if we're asking the question, when do I go to therapy? Now. We go to therapy now, before the thing has happened, before the life event has happened, before the bad thing has happened, before I've spiraled. Go before. Right? So oftentimes we see therapy as this way to recover from or process through or experience after the thing has already happened. And I think that this comes from old beliefs that you only go to therapy if there's something really wrong, right? Like, I'm only going to go to therapy if my marriage is falling apart. Or I'm only going to go to therapy if I have X, Y, and Z diagnosis, right? I'm only going to go to therapy for these certain things, right? And I think that that's the way that we've seen therapy in the past. But we've moved so far from that, as therapy is not just the process of processing after an event. And therapy has moved into this skill building process where I can start to learn the skills, I can start to gain the knowledge and the experience to overcome and move through hard things before the hard things have even happened, before the trauma has happened, right? So I can learn these skills early. I can prevent hard things from overcoming me, right? I can't prevent the hard things from happening. I can't make life not hard. I can't not experience difficult things in my life. Difficult things are going to happen. I can guarantee you that. No one's life is perfect. No one gets out scot-free. Everyone is going to struggle with something. But what we can do is be prepared. What we can do is have the skills, have the knowledge to know what to do when those hard things are happening. So let's go to therapy now, right? Before the thing has happened. Or during the thing, right? Let's go during the thing instead of waiting until after. But we want to start as soon as possible. Let's start therapy now, while we can learn the skills, while we can start to gain the knowledge, right? So one of my favorite groups to work with is the early 20-somethings, if you will, right? So this is, 21 to 25. Their brains are just finishing to develop. They're eager. They're excited. Not a lot has happened. But, some tough things have happened and they're ready to learn. They're ready to come to therapy to prepare themselves for life. And this is a really exciting time to be in therapy. And I love to work with these clients where we can build skills. We can talk about what's happening. We can learn how to build healthy relationships. We can know what to do before the hard things really start to happen. So go to therapy now. And even if you're not an early 20-somethings, that's okay too. We can do it now. We can still learn the skills. We can process what's happened. But let's go to therapy starting now. If you want, I'd love to chat with you. You can reach out. Let's book a session. Okay. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.